This time of year when school is back in session and sports practices and games are one after another, it's easy to forget that this is a place people come to relax and get away from it all. The Virginia Cooperative Extension Service offers some information on stress, particularly in rural areas and in some cases how it is specific to farming. One of the references cited is a publication called The Rural Stress Toolbook, prepared by Julie Bidwell, RN, BSCN, Rural Health Extension Program for the Center for Agricultural Medicine, University of Saskatchewan. It includes workshop pages for self-screenings and information on coping skills. The exercises are introduced with the following overview, quotes, "Stress is your reaction to any change you perceive as a challenge or threat. Stress isn't all in your head, but that's where it starts. Events don't cause stress. It's how you interpret and react to them that does. Adrenaline and other chemicals are pumped into your bloodstream. Your heart rate and breathing becomes faster, muscles tense up, and the body prepares for action. This fight or flight response makes you stronger and more alert in the short term. It can help you meet challenges and accomplish goals. In a crisis, it can help you do things you didn't know were possible. High levels of adrenaline and other chemicals meant to be short-term response are harmful when they continue indefinitely. The results can include high blood pressure, heart disease, changes in your body's ability to fight off infection, depression, and other diseases. Some authorities believe up to 3/4 of disease is stress-related. The toolbook mentions how rural areas experience different kinds of stressors. Quotes, "Things that are beyond your control and that last for a long time create the most stress. Weather, market prices, equipment breakdown, interest rates, and government policy are just some of the stressors beyond the control of farmers. Rural town dwellers can't control the loss of business and services due to depopulation. Families and communities can't control the closure of schools and healthcare facilities, the increased driving distances that result, and the loss of friends and family who move to the city. Perceptions of stress and reactions to stress are individual. Some people will be severely stressed in response to an incident or set of circumstances, and others will think it is nothing. However you react is okay. If your partner is stressed because of something and you are not, neither of you is right. The two of you just react differently. People experience a wide variety of symptoms when they are stressed." The Rural Health Extension Toolbook cites a range of physical symptoms, emotions, and behaviors from tight neck and shoulders and pounding heart to overeating and a tendency to overreact or lash out. Stress can't be cured, but it can be managed. People differ in how well they manage stress. The ability to cope with stress depends partly on temperament or inherited disposition, partly on previous experience dealing with stress, and partly on the availability of support systems. Anyone can learn skills to help manage stress more effectively. 4 types of skills are required: awareness skills, acceptance skills, coping skills, and action skills. The link to the complete toolbook and work pages is available on the Virginia Cooperative Extension website and at AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. For AMR, I'm Amanda McGuire.